Welcome to the Expert Empire, the podcast for coaches, consultants, and experts looking to amplify their impact and their income. I'm your host, Monica Hammond, a seven-figure serial entrepreneur with a passion for building and scaling businesses that transform lives. Hey there, and welcome back to the Expert Empire podcast. I'm your host, Monica Hammond, and in today's episode, I want to talk to you about building your audience. Building your audience should be really the very first thing you do when you start any business, right? Because if you don't have, even if you have something to sell, if you have no one to sell it to, then what's the point? So the first thing you want to do is make sure you understand your audience. So who is your avatar? Who is your ideal customer profile? And there's so many different ways to go about thinking about that. What are their problems? What keeps them awake at night? What are their pain points? What gets them excited? What are their dreams and hopes? What are their secrets? What podcasts do they listen to, et cetera, right? So really getting a solid understanding of who your audience is number one. But if you're already a coach, a consultant, an expert, then you probably already have a sense of who your audience is, what their needs are, what they're all about. And the next thing that you're gonna wanna do is start really building that audience, specifically an email list. Now, social following, all of that can be important as well, but I find that having a really strong email list is one of the biggest assets for any business. So I want to talk to you about a few ways to go about building your audience. There's a million different ways, right? But three strategies that I see working that I've done time and time again, because if you start building your audience now, let's say in 3 months when you're ready to officially launch your program and start trying to sell it, well, then you have somebody to sell it to, right? Or at least, you know, a seed audience that you can work from there who's raise their hand that they are your ideal person in some way. Okay, so what are some ways and some strategies to build your audience? One, and I think this is maybe Russell Brunson coined this, the most incredible free gift ever, the MIFGI. Forgive me if it wasn't Russell Brunson and it was somebody else, I apologize. This is a low ticket tripwire funnel where you're driving an ad, let's say it's on Meta, Instagram, or Facebook, could be TikTok, could be Google, could be YouTube, let's say it's Meta. You have an ad and it's driving to a landing page where someone can sign up to get this amazing freebie, right? A lot of times a freebie could be a checklist or a spreadsheet or a free training, whatever. The most incredible free gift ever should feel like the most incredible free gift ever, right? Something that someone's like, obviously I'm going to give over my name and email for this, maybe even my phone number, because this is so valuable. I cannot believe they're giving this away for free. So you're giving all this value in advance. You're getting people on your side. You're winning the likability factor. And hopefully they're getting some value from that, right? So they're getting some value in advance, maybe some results from this free gift before they ever even are pitched a chance to work with you. Now, they sign up for the free gift. Now you have their email, right? Great, hooray. We can talk about flywheel strategies to make sure those people stay engaged on your list and continue to get nurtured. But in this episode, I'm just going to keep talking about how to capture those emails in the first place. So most incredible free gift ever. You have their email. Typically, they'll go on a thank you page that probably tries to upsell them something that is synchronous with the freebie. So maybe it's, your free gift is a resource pack of 50 different resources and templates and checklists and tools and whatever. Well, then maybe on the thank you page, you're going to sell them a $97 training that shows them how to utilize that. I don't know, I'm making that up. So you're gonna end up, the goal is to help liquidate your ad cost to acquire those leads with that secondary upsell offer. And then you can keep going down the funnel. When they buy that, then you can serve them something even more expensive, an annual version of that, or a lifetime version, or your full course, or whatever it is, right? And then ultimately the goal would probably be to get them to book a call with a member of your team to talk about whatever your high ticket program is. Okay, so that's the MIFGI, most incredible free gift offer. Great way to get people on your list. Usually a cost per lead. I would love to see it under $5. Under $3 is amazing. $1 or $2, then you're just spending all day long, right? As long as these people really do feel like they're part of your ICP, then you just scale that ad spend. Okay. Another way that I like to build a list, and this is great also, especially if you have like a social following you can capitalize on. I worked with a woman named Carrie Butler. She's a very famous Broadway actress, but she didn't have an email list, but she had 100,000 followers on social, on Instagram. So we did this style lead capture and launch for the course that we developed together for her. It's called the Product Launch Formula. This is coined by Jeff Walker. The first thing you do is you send out a survey to your audience. And in her case, it was her social media followers saying, what is your biggest challenge with X, right? For her, I think it was like, what is your biggest challenge breaking into Broadway, breaking into theater, getting auditions, whatever it was. She put that out on social, and I think it was just like a type form link with literally ask for their name, their email, and the answer to that one question. We got hundreds of leads that way, right? That's how we started her email list, with a simple survey, because she had people on social that were interested, and they basically raised their hand and said, I'm struggling with the problem that I don't even know you're going to offer me a solution to yet, right? But they've raised their hand. I do have this problem. Here's what it is. The other cool thing about that is that it's like audience feedback, right? So you're going to hear from them in their own words what their challenges are, which then you can reflect in your copy, in your messaging. So people really feel heard, which helps the sales cycle. But you could also use it to develop your course or your program so that you're really addressing the actual challenges people have. Which that's, in my opinion, the real reason to do it. So then you have these people on your email list, so that when you're ready to launch, you have this warm list of people who already raised their hand and said that they have the problem that you're trying to solve. Great. And then the next one is just a free masterclass or a webinar. This one is pretty easy. You can create a webinar or masterclass training using slides in like Canva or Google Slides, whatever you want. A lot of times, and there's a whole framework behind how to run a really successful webinar, but the point of it, in a nutshell, is to get people to see that they have a problem and agitate that problem, right? Educate them on what they need to do to solve that problem, but not how to do it. The how to do it is your solution, your course, your coaching program, right? In a nutshell, that's sort of the flow of a webinar and how that works. But you drive traffic, Facebook, Instagram, let's say, from an ad to a landing page where they opt in for your webinar, or they select a time if you have multiple times using something like Easy Webinar, for example. They opt in, they get a thank you page, they get a series of emails reminding them, maybe text messages, hopefully, if you're doing it right. And then they show up to your masterclass or webinar. At the end, you pitch them something to purchase. Okay, so those are three great strategies for you if you are just starting out, or if you're looking for new ways to grow your list, grow your audience. Those are three highly actionable ways to start really building your audience and getting people on your email list. I hope this was helpful. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.